with Chizkiyahu HaMelech. That's where we left off in Sefer Melachim. Chizkiyahu HaMelech gets sick. And the Navi gives Chizkiyahu HaMelech very harsh tochacha, very harsh Musa. If you look at the Pasuk, it says, Yebayomim Ohem, Cholo Chizkiyahu Lomus. Chizkiyahu was about to die, he was very sick. Vayovoi Elov Yishayahu ben Amoz HaNavi. Yishayahu ben Amoz HaNavi comes to him. Vayomer Elov Koyomar Hashem, Tzav Lebeischo, Kimeis Atov Leisich. So Yishayahu HaNavi tells Chizkiyahu HaMelech, it's all over, you're dying. He uses a double lashon. Kimeis atov loy tichya. You're going to die, you're not going to live. Obviously, double lashon is difficult. So the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud, and if you look over here in Rashi brings it down. Meis atov boilam azev loy tichya loilam abo. Very difficult. Very difficult. So the Navi tells Chizkiyahu HaMelech that not only you're going to die now, you're not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. That's the worst thing you could possibly tell a chelik. Chel is dying. The only good news for the chel is chelik in Olam Haba. So you tell the chel, number one, Meis Atav Olam Hazeh, you're going to die now. No hope. You're not going to live in the next world either. You're talking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was such a tzaddik that the Gemara brings down that he was ready to be Mashiach. Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda was ready to be Mashiach. The Gemara talks about the Madrega that he was on. Well, his door wasn't ready, there were different reasons. But he was ready to be Mashiach. How could the Navi tell him that Yechayiv Misa? This world, Olam Haba too? How could that be? So we have really two different explanations. One is found in the Bavli, very difficult explanation, and one is found in the Torah of Elio. One Elio Navi gives us an explanation. The Bavli says that the Navi had tainus on Yeshayahu that he did not have children. He didn't get married. He didn't have children. Why didn't he have children? Because he saw b'nevuah, he saw b'ruach hakodesh, that he's going to have bad children. He didn't want to have bad children. To which the Navi told him, famous words of the Navi, b'hadikiv shrachman olam olach, it's not your business. Hashem gives you a mitzvah, you don't make a cheshbon, well, Hashem gives you a mitzvah, you have children, you have to have children. What's the obvious question? For not having children, Yechayiv Misa. Let's say he was wrong. And really, he shouldn't have made his own rationale. Hashem gave him a mitzvah, he had to do the mitzvah. Yeah? So what? Today, Yechayiv Misa. Famous Kasha. There are many famous Tirutzim. But that's the reason brought down in the Gemara. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Tola Dvei Elio. Elio Anovi comes, he gives us another pshat. Tana Eliyahu Rabbah over here, it's in Perek Ches in the Tana of Eliyahu. Tana of Eliyahu. Kishe Yispalel Chizki Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Chizki davened to Hashem, Sancheirav HaMelech came to encircled Yerushalayim. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech davened. He davened with a lot of comfort. Hayim Yispalel Ka'odom Shemedabrim Chaveilah. He davened like somebody who's davening to his friend. He was comfortable. He's comfortable. So the Navi told him, Omar Loi Navi, Adam Shemedabel, if they meet Shemenu Gadol Basav Adam. If you went to talk to Adam Gadol, you'd be shaking. Right? If I sent you to go talk to Reb Chaim, you'd be shaking. You talk to Rabbi Nishlo, everything is Hamish. That's why Chizkiyahu got sick. So we have two explanations of Chazal. Neither one could we understand. First explanation is because he didn't have children. For that, Yichayv Misa. For not having children, Yichayv Misa. How's that work? Chayv Misa and Olam Haba also? And Olam Haba also? The Rebbeinu Shem is a Melech Rachum V'Chanun. It's a Mesaseh! Bring me another individual that didn't have children. In history. Nobody? Ben Azai! You guys don't remember that? Ben Azai! Didn't have children. He was so busy learning that he felt the getting married and everything will distract him. So he lived himself alone. He didn't. The Navi came to him now. Shalom Aleichem. He was dying. He was on his deathbed. The Navi comes to him. Shalom Aleichem. You're a dead man. Number one, you're dying. What a Bikur Cholim visit, huh? Number one, you're dying. Number two, nothing in Olam Haba. Why? Because he didn't have children. It's a Mitzaseh. The Torah of Eliyahu says, because he davened with the Rebbeinu Shalom too hamish. He was talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom like he was talking to his friend. This is what I always ask the Kasha. You know, I ask this Kasha on people who daven with no kavan at all. And I ask this Kasha on people who daven 10 minutes Shmon Esra. So how do you daven a 10 minutes Shmon Esra? You're talking to Rebbeinu Shalom. You think he has so much patience for you? If you're taka davening with unbelievable kavana, it's one thing. But you're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. You should try to get all your words in. Okay, Rebbeinu Shalom. I hope you have 25 minutes for me. So Rebbeinu Shalom. Just push it. Not push to talk to Rebbeinu Shalom. By me, 3 minutes, it's hard to stand in front of Rebbeinu Shalom for 3 minutes. Scary. I look at some people, I can't see him kippur davening. Nila. So for that is Chayv Misa. For that is Chayv Misa. So obviously we have to say that there's something else here. So one pshat that we said over many times in the Yismach Moshe, we just brought it down in the Bekiyah Shir, those of you that are learning Bekiyah with me in the afternoon, that in order to be Zeichem Midas Rachamim, you yourself have to be Isaac in the continuation of the world. So in other words, Hashem only gave me the Sarachamim so the world should survive. That's why he was introduced to begin with. Bereshis Bara Elokim. When Hashem first created the world, he created the world Midas Hadin. He saw the world can't survive Midas Hadin, so he gave me the Sarachamim. So the whole reason why Midas Sarachamim was introduced was so that the world should continue. So if you don't care for the world to continue, you go with Midas Hadin. So it's not pshat that he was Chayiv Misa for not getting married, having children. He had other Averis. Whatever, every person has Averis. Because Tzaddik has some Averis. But normally Hashem has Midas Rachamim. But Midas Rachamim is only given to somebody who tries to keep the world continuing. If you didn't try to keep the world continuing, we go back to Midas Hadin. But I want to tell you a different pshat, which I think could be here behind really both Chazals, specifically the Chazal, the Gemara and Brachas. And that is that this put a hole into all of his Avodas Hashem. What's the whole Kasha? Chizkiyahu HaMelech had so many Schusim. How could it be that he didn't get married? What happened to all the Schusim, everything he did? It must be that him not getting married and trying to have children put a Chesaron in all the good things that he did. Put a chesor in it. Why? So I'll tell you very simple. There's two kinds of mitzvahs. There's chukim and mishpatim. Chukim, the mitzvahs that don't make sense, that you can't make any, you can't give any explanation to it. Shatnez, basav chalav, you don't, can't explain it. Paradume, can't explain it. Then you have mitzvahs of mishpatim. Chesed, kibur avim, hashavas aveda, bikur cholim, uvoy sameis, Makes sense. Hachnasas Kala. Logical mitzvahs. So you have the whole pack of logical mitzvahs. Right? The Sfarim explain that the only way you have schar for mishpatim is if you understand that everything is really chukim. That's why the beginning of the parasha that talks about reward, parasha is b'chukosai. In b'chukosai teilech. The whole Torah is called a chayk. Why is the whole Torah called a chayk? Because every single mitzvah in the Torah, you have to keep because Hashem said so. Not because it makes sense to you. Every single mitzvah, even the most logical mitzvah, you have to do it because Hashem said so. And most people, if they look into themselves honestly, they'll realize that it's not the way they work. They don't work that way. They do mitzvahs. Sichlius, the mitzvah, because it makes sense. And that's why somebody you like, you do a lot of chesed for them. Somebody you don't like, you don't do a lot of chesed. What's the difference? On mitzvahs chesed, it's the same. Not only it's the same, the Gemara says above mitzvah, Oyev and Sinai, there's a bigger mitzvah to help a Sinai. He comes first. Because an enemy, somebody you don't like, Adarabba, there's more Yetzirah. But yet, look at people. When somebody says, oh, that guy is the nicest guy, the best friend you could have. Yeah, but how is he with people that are not his friends? How is he with people that he doesn't like? How is he with people that don't do him favors? That's when you see if he's really a Baal Chesed. And what's the difference? The difference is why you're doing Chesed. If you're doing chesed because you're a Baal chesed, because Hashem said you should be a Baal chesed, makes no difference to you what the person did for you. You're working for the Baruch Hu. Makes no difference. Fakert! You want to do more chesed for a guy you don't like, because you feel like, wow, the Baruch Hu has more honor from that. Adrabe! You have more of a tithe to do chesed for somebody who's not a Baal chesed, who doesn't do chesed for you. If that's really the reason why you're doing chesed. Kibbut Avayim. Very easy to do Kibbut Avayim when you like your parents. When right now they've been doing the things you like. Getting you the right shashkalach. Right now the parents are behaving properly. It's hard to bring up parents. It's hard. Most people tell you, listen, I spoke to my mother that way. You know what she told me? She put me off. What can I do? She got me upset. She got me upset. You know what you don't realize? When your mother got you upset, that's when the mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim is there. Mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim is not when you feel geschmack to be nice to your parents. That's not Kibbut Avayim. That's Seichel. The mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim, Gufa, is b'chaganu, it doesn't make sense to you. What do you want? You know what happened? Do you know what she told me? How do you talk to your mother like that? Do you know what she said first? I'm sure you all have that kind of rationale. I'm not so happy with my parents lately. That's when the mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim is. That's when the mitzvah of Chesed is. That's the pshat. Just like everybody understands, you're not getting a big mitzvah of Bikur Chilim if you visit your son in the hospital, if he had a surgery. You're not getting a big mitzvah of Bikur Chilim. Why? Because you're visiting your son because you love your son. You're not visiting your son because the Baruch Hashem said so. That's what he said. So really, throughout life, one of our biggest challenges is a mitzvah that makes sense to do it, not because it makes sense to do it, because that's what the Baruch Hashem wants. Memela, when Chizkiyahu HaMelech made a decision that since I'm going to have children of the Rishoyim, I'm not going to do what Hashem asked me to do. So now he put a hole in all his mitzvahs. Now he was showing I do mitzvahs and they make sense to me. Rather now, this doesn't make sense. That's the pshat of the Gemara. That's why now, you're ruining your Olam Haba. Because of all the good mitzvahs that you're doing, you're ruining. If you're showing that the reason why you're being Makai in the mitzvahs is because it makes sense to you, you're now touching up all of your mitzvahs. Not just this one mitzvah Why are you Makayim Periyavir Review? Weren't you Makayim Periyavir Review? If Chizkiyahu HaMelech would have just told the Navi, you know what? I'm scared to get married. Scared to get married. Then it wouldn't have been such an Einish. But he said, no, Chabagan Sechashbin. Why, I hold, I shouldn't get married. By Bazaar, you're putting a hole into all your business. And this is something very much to drive home in ourselves, to make sure that the mitzvahs that we do, the mitzvahs sichlis that we do because of the Tzivur Hashem, not because it makes sense. And you'll see, if you do it that way, your shmira mitzvah is going to be totally different. Totally different. Okay.
What about
It's going to be the same shot, but I'm going to go into that.
Isn't there a shot in the site that says...
Where's...